Good morning. We continue with the Shabbos. We're looking at the Malacha of Bona and Tzoyser and Makapatish, and this is going to carry us through Klal Lamites through Klal Memdalit. So we described the Malacha of Bona in the previous year. We need to qualify what we said, that which we gave an example of putting pieces together and creating a Kli is called Bona. That is the opinion of the Rambam. The Gemara actually has a machlokes whether yesh binyan b'stir b'kelim or ain binyan b'stir b'kelim. Machlokes to Noyim, whether the malacha of Bona and Tzoyser apply to kelim or not. There's one opinion of the Gemara that ain binyan b'stir b'kelim. Tosis says that even though we pass an ain binyan b'stir b'kelim, they're talking only about a minimal type of binyan. But a person that makes a kli from beginning to end, like the example which we gave, everybody agrees, yesh binyan b'stir b'kelim. Rashi, however, says that even in the case of a person who makes a kli from beginning to end, there's no malacha of Bona in that regard. Bona simply applies to creating something which is attached to the karka or on the karka, which is for the purpose of dwelling inside of it. So, ein binyan b'stir b'kelim. However, Rashi says if a person would put a kli together from beginning to end, he's over the malacha of makapatish. So according to Rashi, one example of makapatish is making a kli. So the person makes a kli, they're over this or makapatish. So taking something and finishing the process of making it functional or adding a function to it is going to be the malacha of makapatish. According to Tosis, according to the Rambam, there are scenarios where even by kelim, there might be malacha b'arna. The case where the kli is primarily finished and the person adds a function, and that would be a form of makar patish. He completes some detail of the malacha, which is so the malacha b'arna is completed. It'll be chai because of malacha of makar patish. Literally, makar patish meant that the person, as they're making a kli, the kli is already formed. They would finish off, take a hammer to finish off the squaring off of the kli in some way or something of that sort. So he's maka the patish. He bangs with a hammer. So practically, by binyan b'stir b'kelim, either a person is going to potentially be facing the malacha of maka patish or potentially facing the malacha of bona in a case where it's a binyan and stira gemura. Case where it's a minimal type of process, binyan b'stir would not apply, but there might be actually be makapatish depending on the scenario. The chayonim later on in Klamam Dalad, that's where he puts his primarily focus on the malacha makapatish. It comes up earlier in regards to examples of bina where person can't be chayv because of Bona, he's chayv because of makapatish, but the primary place where he talks about makapatish is going to be in Klal and Mendalit. Okay, let's give at least the beginning of the introduction of Klal Lamites. So the Chayim says, Koma shechayv alav mishim Bona, kishesoser osay dover, imu amanasa sakin chayv mishim soser. So we have the third malach over here, which is soyser. We spoke about Bona, makapatish, and then there's also soyser. So soyser, before we describe when it limitations, it's the opposite malach of Bona. There's no opposite malach of makapatish, which is very important. So in the case where binyan applies, dismantling it would be considered soyser. The case where there's no concept of binyan, the chiyuv is for makapatish, there's no concurrent malacha of it dismantling. So in the case of a person who puts a kli together, which according to Tosis, according to Rambam, is called Bona, so then disassembling the kli is going to be called Soyser. According to Rashi, that putting the kli together is because of makapatish, taking apart, is not a malacha, because it's a b'mesir b'kelim, and what you're doing is undoing a makapatish, which is not a malacha. So this nafkamina between Rashi and Tosis will play itself out, not so much in the binyan aspect of it, because either way the person is going to be chayiv. But in the stira aspect, where Rashi and Tosfos would end up with a tremendously different result in regards to the isurisa deraisa of disassembling the kli. So, Beshem, we will clarify some more points about Soyser in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.